A Reflection for the Third Sunday of Advent by Joyce Hutchinson. A wonderful gentleman in my care was dying of lung cancer. He had received chemotherapy and radiation therapy, and now the cancer was growing in spite of it all. He was referred to hospice, and I was his hospice nurse. He wanted to go home from the hospital and stay in his home until his death. It was late November, and his wife was able to do most of his care. He also had two adult daughters and some grandchildren who came frequently. George was very faith-filled. What a privilege to be taking care of this man during Advent. George was like John the Baptist, just trying to make his journey easier for everyone to accept. He was so peaceful and faith-filled. George had hope to the end, but his hope changed progressively. He initially hoped that he would always be able to get out to the living room to his favorite chair. As that hope was no longer a possibility, he hoped that he would always be free of pain. Then, 2 weeks before he died, he hoped his grandchildren would come to see him Sunday. And his grandchildren did come to him on Sunday. His condition was rapidly deteriorating, and he was bedbound, comfortable, and sleeping frequently. The day before he died, he hoped the sun would shine tomorrow. He died that night. The sun did shine on him, and he was taken to his eternal home. During that Advent season, George continually showed all of us the light of Jesus, guiding him every step of the way. It was one of my most special Advent seasons, walking with George. Dear Jesus, what better time than this Advent season for us to put our faith and hope in you? Thank you for opening our minds and hearts to your powerful presence in our lives.